For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
IC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning, 7 o'clock, Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. State agriculture and USDA officials are going to be holding a listening session later today with farmers about their concerns post-flooding. More from WTIC's Sean Silva.
They want to hear from anyone who experienced crop or infrastructure damage from last week's deluge. Prior to that event, Connecticut Farm Bureau Association Executive Director Joe Nichols says the growing season was looking up.
Fortunately, they didn't have any of the late season frost that they experienced last year. So every indication is that the peach crop is looking good this year, as are the orchards. The berry crop was good this year.
She says it's too soon to say if farmers will need any type of assistance as a result of the flooding, which is why they want to hear directly from the farming community. John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
Before that listening session, Connecticut U.S. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy are going to be teaming up and going through Oxford to tour some more flood damage. They're looking to meet with impacted residents to discuss ways that the federal government can help the community rebuild and recover. A federal emergency declaration for Fairfield, New Haven, and Litchfield counties received approval earlier this month. Yet again, Republican lawmakers are stressing the need for a special session on increasing electric rates. They say majority Democrats won't hold one, so they're inviting the public to sign a petition online at specialsessionct.com to urge lawmakers to address the problem. House Republican Leader Vin Candelora.
And the Democrats have followed California in their market, and that's the problem. They put all their eggs into renewables at all costs, and they don't want to start having this conversation about looking at alternatives to bring that cost down. So sadly, the plan they have is a train to nowhere, and the residents are paying for that.
Governor Lamont says Republicans are welcome to join this discussion with the State Deep and Energy and Technology Committee in the near future. State GOP lawmakers want to use remaining COVID-era funding to pay down unpaid COVID-era bills, stop regulatory decisions to fund EV charging stations, and address the possibility of wind energy at 15 cents per kilowatt hour instead of 5 cents per kilowatt hour for nuclear. Following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, special counsel Jack Smith indicts former President Donald Trump a second time for allegedly conspiring to alter the 2020 presidential election outcome.
The key allegations remain the same. There are still the same four charges against former President Donald Trump in the superseding indictment, but there's been a paring down. So you see a real reflection of Jack Smith looking at that immunity ruling, looking at the original indictment, and trying to make this new one in line so that the case can move forward.
That's legal correspondent Katrina Kaufman. Newington residents will be considering whether to approve bonding nearly $12 million for aquatics projects. On Tuesday, the town council voted to send the request to a referendum in November. Before the council's decision, a public hearing was held, and people were talking out about the plan to improve the facilities at two parks. The proposal includes changes to Mill Pond Park and its aging more than 60-year-old pool. WTIC News time, almost 7:04. Taking a quick look at markets first, though, before the break. We see that the Dow futures are down 12 points, S&P 500 futures up a point, NASDAQ futures 10 points higher.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Computer Talk is now commercial-free. That means more time for tech talk and more time for your calls. You heard right. Computer Talk with Tab is now commercial-free, powered by GoNet Speed, bringing you lightning-fast fiber internet. Visit gonetspeed.com for pricing and availability. Tune in Saturdays, 9 to 11.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan, founder of Aura Health. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started Aura Health. Aura Health provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to Aura Health's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
WTIC News Time 7:06. Israel launches a major military operation in the north of the occupied West Bank, killing 9 Palestinians. Israel says all 9 killed are militants and that the operation is aimed at preventing attacks on Israeli civilians. Palestinian health officials say that the Israeli operations have blocked off access to hospitals and ripped up roads and infrastructure in the cities. A couple of developments concerning tobacco, one including a local grocery store chain. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
Grocery store chain Stop and Shop says it will stop selling cigarettes and tobacco products in all of its stores this weekend. It has 360 stores in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts. Meanwhile, tobacco giant Philip Morris International has announced a $232 million expansion of its factory in the Ohio River city of Owensboro, Kentucky. That will increase production of nicotine pouches, which Philip Morris says are part of its strategy for, quote, a smoke-free future. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Then let's go down to Missouri, Brian and Matt, where a bald eagle appeared injured, but correspondent Stacy Lynn tells us it wasn't.
You know when you've overstuffed yourself at dinner and are having a hard time moving around? Wildlife officials in Missouri found a bald eagle on the ground and thought it was injured because it wasn't flying. They took it for x-rays at Dickerson Park Zoo, and it turns out the bird had just eaten an entire raccoon. In a Facebook post, the Wilson's Creek National Battlefield said the bird was just too fat to fly. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Now, I don't know how big the raccoon was. That
same bird,
know.
Same. Too fat to fly.
Too fat to fly. It's wow. Amazing to go with bald eagles. Like, they were endangered to their back, to they're too fat to fly.
A raccoon.
Kind of a metaphor for
America.
How
does that thing down a raccoon?
And raccoons can vary in size a little bit.
I thought they only liked, you know, like ospreys will only eat like fresh fish. I thought bald eagles only eat like fish.
That's what I thought too.
I always see them on the river.
It's been real hungry.
It was roadkill, I think.
Yeah, I would think so. I'll tell you some vulture stuff though.
Yeah, that's not what you expect from the symbol of freedom.
It's a rebel.
Thanks, Morgan. Let's go to Mark Christopher.
Fights for his meals.
Yes, he does. He's in the Brown Pandeers and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Rocky Raccoon checked into his room.
Wow.
Whole raccoon. Hair and all. Look.
Ooh. Wow. I'd rather eat grass myself, but... Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, you're on the eastbound side of 84, you're going to see some slow traffic now from 41 South Main Street up to exit 46 Sisson Avenue downtown. Westbound 84, good ride, Vernon, out into Farmington. Both sides of 91 still moving very well. Cromwell up into Windsor Locks. 291, 384, okay, east of the river. 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford quiet. Northbound and southbound Route 9 and the Eric Cody Bridge in Middletown. Waterbury looks good, 84 and 8 to the Mixmaster in Waterbury. 84 westbound, you got delays between 16 and 15 in Southbury. Again, some slow traffic, 11 to 10 in Newtown. 91 in the Parkway moving well toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
We will continue to see a mixture of sun and clouds out there today. Temperatures warming up to 85 to 90 this afternoon. And very high humidity, too, as dew points continue to inch up into the upper 60s and low 70s. We will see the chance for a shower, a thunderstorm in a few towns later today, although there'll probably be more towns that stay dry than see any precipitation, despite the fact that we have a cooler and drier air mass poised and ready to move in for tonight. As it does, skies will be partly cloudy. Lows will drop back between 56 and 63 toward morning, and dew points will tumble through the 50s. Tomorrow looks partly sunny and comfortable, highs in the 70s, partly cloudy Thursday night, lows in the 50s. We'll be watching an area of showers, might be just west of us, but very close by in southeastern New York. Thursday night and early Friday, going to leave those out of the forecast for now and look for a mix of sun and clouds Friday with highs in the 70s. Right now, it's 73 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Eat it up, eat it up, the hard fun Yard Goats, eat it up.
Yard Goats baseball is back next Tuesday, September 3rd, for the final six regular season games of the season. We've got adult giveaways all week, a basketball jersey, a football jersey, Connecticut Yard Goats baseball jersey, and a Hawaiian shirt for Jimmy Buffett night. Saturday is the final fireworks show of the year, and Sunday is the final Kids Run the Bases. Get your tickets now before they're gone at yardgoodsbaseball.com.
Then you got playoffs. Playoffs! Kind of psyched for the Yard Goats playoffs. Let's talk about QC Kinetics for a second. If you don't know about what they do, you might want to listen up, and you might want to give them a call. If you have joint pain, whether it's arthritis or injury, they can give you lasting relief. And it's called regenerative medicine. The local professionals at QC Kinetics, they're in Avon, New Haven, and Glastonbury. These treatments are amazing in terms of what they can do without pain, without drugs, without surgery or downtime. I mean, and the consultation, by the way, you give them a call, you can go in and talk to them. They don't charge you anything for that initial consultation. So it doesn't hurt to talk. So if you're considering surgery, just make the phone call. And it's pretty easy. It's QC Kinetics. It's K-I-N-E-T-I-X. The number's 860-440-PAIN. Again, 860-440-PAIN. They have offices. And that consultation, like I said, is totally without obligation, and it's totally free. They're in Avon, New Haven, and in Glastonbury, which has been open for a couple months now. That number one last time for QC Kinetics, 860-440-PAIN.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A successful retirement doesn't just happen. It requires a plan that is custom-built to suit everyone's individual financial situation. Every Saturday at 3, we share vital information on how to build and live a successful retirement. It's On the Money with Jay Dorso. Retirement strategies on building income and proper protection. From the pitfalls and the latest news in the retirement universe. On the Money with Jay Dorso. 3 p.m. this Saturday on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Labor Day signals that fall is fast approaching. Apple picking, fall leaves, and chilly nights are on the horizon. With Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple, safe, all-inclusive solution for preserving your family's memories trapped on videotapes, film, even photos. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and family road trips. Just fill Legacy Box with your VHS tapes, film reels, or pictures. Legacy Box digitizes it all by hand right here in the USA and then sends it back on a thumb drive or the cloud. Future-proof your recorded moments today so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering 55% off. Go to legacybox.com/value to get 55% off. That's legacybox.com/value.
Labor Day may be the end of summer, but not the end of grilling season. Try Hummel Great for the Grill specialty items. Besides grilling up our world-famous hot dogs, try Hummel Bratwurst, made with the same recipe our grandfathers used back in 1933. Or Hummel Kvasselings, with a bold, rich flavor. If you like it hot, try Hummel's Red Hot, made with crushed red pepper for a spicy kick off the grill. This Labor Day, treat your family to the hot dog that generations have grown up on, Hummel's. And remember, all Hummel products are gluten-free and always represent the very best in quality. I'm Eric Hummel, and I personally guarantee it.
And now sports with Matt Sirois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
This morning hot dog sounds nice, actually.
I've been eating bad. Good. Tommy's been tough on me.
It's all right. Red Sox come away with a 6-3 win last night over the Blue Jays. Much needed after they lost the last five that they played. Jaron Duran hit his 20th of the year last night. Big news for the Sox yesterday is they've called up 44-year-old Rich Hill to the club for opportunity to play this season with the Sox. Obviously, with injuries, Sox could probably use him right about now. If he does play, he'll be the only active player to appear in a game in each of the last 20 seasons. His fourth stint with Boston, yeah, who cares, but he stays ready.
You just got to be ready for the opportunity. I think that's the biggest thing, and staying ready and understanding that preparation and opportunity come together. You know, you have to be ready for that and continuing to put in the time and the effort again. Just putting myself in the best position possible to do that.
Yeah, he will appropriately wear number 44 this season. For the Yankees, bad night last night. Just chalk it up to that. Four errors as the defense just fell asleep, apparently. They lose to the Washington Nationals 4-2. The rubber game is tonight, 6:45. It'll be on over on Amazon Prime tonight as Carlos Rodon tries to improve in his latest success. He's been pretty good as of late. We'll see what happens. The Mets had a late one out in Arizona last night. It was a scoreless game in the second until Pete Alonso led off the second inning.
Pete Alonso leads off the second inning and flies one out to right field. It's deep. Carroll goes back to the warning track, and it's out of here. Pete Alonso gives the Mets the early lead. His 220th career home run, tying him with Mike Piazza for third on the Mets all-time list.
Ooh, shout out Piazza. Who else is on that list, do you think? Doesn't David Wright like atop the list?
Maybe. I don't know. I have to look at all-time Mets home runs. I'll get it for you.
All-time home run list. Let's see what we got. We got time. The hell with it. Straw's at the top of the list.
I was going to say that.
Howard Johnson.
Hojo.
Great hotel to stay at.
It's not really a great hotel.
It's not.
Dave Kingman. I always think of like his pop-ups were like...
Right.
He had like the best pop-ups. They were like a million
Carlos
miles.
Carlos Beltran on the list. Seven.
Michael Conforto. Really?
Lucas Duda
had 125.
Bobby Bonilla had 95, and he's still getting all that money from the Mets.
Still getting paid.
Unbelievable. Around the league yesterday, the Orioles picked up a game on the Yankees. They beat them 3-2, and the Cleveland Guardians bounced down to number 2 in the AL Central thanks to the Kansas City Royals win over them last night, 6-1. The Yard Goats, they got to step it up a little bit heading towards the playoffs. They lose 3-2 last night to the Rumble Ponies. They got going again tonight. It's 90s night out in the ballpark. A bunch of 90s themed type of things, and of course, a nice retro hat when you walk in the door if you're first 1,000 in. Gates open at 6, the first pitch at 7:10 out there, which would just be nice. And Nick Evers, who is that, you ask? Well, he's going to be the UConn Huskies starting quarterback, it says Coach Jim Mora, as he announced that yesterday. The Wisconsin transfer, Nick Evers, will be under center as they take on Maryland this weekend in their opener on the road. They go in 20-point underdogs, but of course, the return home against Merrimack should be at least 2.5-point favorites in that one, right?
I mean, again, like you, I didn't know a Merrimack had a football team.
Yeah, we'll see. It's 7:19. Let's head over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center, see what's going on the roads with Mark Christopher. Mark?
All right, guys, thank you very much. Well, if you're heading into Middletown right now, look out for an accident up near Harbor Park. I It's not on the camera. I can't tell you what lane, but I can tell you there are delays, 22 up to the area of Harbor Park on 9 northbound in Middletown. Now, heading into Hartford right now, 84 eastbound. Looks like the sun is getting you. You got delays from exit 40 Corbin's Corner up to 46 Sisson Avenue. Westbound 84, tap on the brakes, blow up the bridge. Still looks real good. Both sides of 91 Cromwell up into Windsor Locks. 291, 384 looking good east of the river. Two westbounds okay. Glastonbury to East Hartford. Heading toward Waterbury, 84 and 8 moving well. 84 westbound. Southbury, some slow traffic between 16 and 15. Again, some slow traffic. 84 westbound, 11 to 10 in Newtown. 91 on the Parkway, that moves well heading toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
So Nick Evers, who's going to start at quarterback for UConn, he's 6'3", about 200 pounds. So he's on the slight side in terms of, like, he's tall, but he's not particularly big.
Yeah, legs?
He looks like he's like 12 years old.
Oh, boy.
He looks so young. I mean, I'm sure he's excellent. I mean, there's no judgment or indictment on his ability to play. Maybe it's because I'm old now, but he looks so young. I mean, he really, really does. anyway, I hope they get off to a good start. And like I said, you know, it's one of those things where the days of knowing, you know, that the big schools are going to be great because they get the best recruits and this and that. But when it comes to, you know, knowing, oh, so-and-so is coming back, they're a three-year starter. I mean, you might have UConn. I mean, who knows? If Evers, what year is he? Is he eligibility like a sophomore? Is that what you said? What is he?
I think so, yeah.
So what does he do if he has a great season? Does he then transfer to Notre Dame? You know what I mean? Like, are you going to have consistency at a position like that? And I don't know. It seems like no. Because it's like that old adage that we got from Coach Penders with UConn baseball. It's like, what do you do with recruits? If you recruit somebody who's a huge name, right,
he's a sophomore,
yeah. So will he stay here for 3 years? If, say, he's good. I mean, I doubt it, but who knows? But what Penders sort of put it out there, it's like, if a kid comes in and plays great, then he thinks he can transfer to Vanderbilt. And if a really big recruit comes in and doesn't play a lot, he wants to transfer to go somewhere he can play more.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's sort of like with this transfer portal stuff, it's like a lose-lose in a lot of ways, even though you can upgrade your team pretty quickly. Speaking of sports, by the way, we'll talk with Glenn Lungarini at 7:50. He's the head of the CIAC. You know, fall sports season is upon us, and there's a national referee shortage. And so I'm curious, one of the main reasons I want to have him on is to see how acute it is in Connecticut. And then, you know, the question I have fundamentally is why? And I have a couple ideas. First of all, it's a terrible job in a lot of ways. It's hard.
It's a no-win job.
Well, I mean, first of all, I've done some refereeing in hockey, and I've done some umpiring in softball. And you can only, the softball was like, I did intramural softball in college. And it's amazing, even such a simple, fun, like non-serious thing, your friends will turn on you. And it's no joke. Like, seriously, like if you, and so with the way, with
Gary, we go to church together. F you, Brian. It was a terrible call.
I'm not even kidding. And now the way parents are, why would you want to put yourself, you know, in front of that kind of abuse?
Yeah.
And so I understand it. So, like, if you want to have people do it, historically people don't do it for the money, right? They do it because they love the sport and maybe they can't play it anymore, or it's their hobby. And, you know, personally, I think it's a pretty thankless job. So if you want more, you got to pay more, right? And then you think about, like, when I visited these towns and darting across Connecticut, and you realize almost every town I talk to with a volunteer fire department, this or that, they talk about how there's just not as many people volunteering. Mm. And I think of, like, I do think of refereeing and umpiring sort of as community service, because you're not doing it for the money, because the money's not enough to sustain anybody.
I kind of wonder if they're at a shortage at the point of, like, games being, like, postponed or canceled.
Probably, or JV's struggle.
See, that's bad. That only hurts the kids.
Absolutely. So I'm curious what is, I mean, so when I think about the reasons, you know, there's the money, there's, they don't get the respect that they used to, there's the community service aspect. So to me, the only way to change it is to pay them more. I mean, because it can be really fun. I'm not telling you it's like miserable, but like it the way parents are these days and what's seemingly at stake. I don't actually think there's much at stake, but they think there's a lot at stake. It can be really rough. Mm. It can be really rough. And I'm for me, it's like I'm not a boo guy. So I go to I go to a baseball game or a Fenway or whatever. I'm not a booer. I either don't cheer or cheer, but I don't boo, right? But some people who aren't booers say, well, umpires are different. It's not like you're booing the opposing team. You can boo the umpires. I don't know. I tend to think that it's just not my thing. But the abuse is pretty unbelievable, and it's so hard to be good at them, especially with technology, like the professional level. Mm. Like every single mistake, everybody in the world knows it. Whereas at the youth level, it's a little more of a the margin for error is different because there's no video replay at little Johnny's Little League game or whatever.
I wonder how easy it is to become a ref. I ask him too, like how easy it is to maybe become a ref if people are interested in it because they have such a shortage. I don't know what goes into it. If there's like you have to go to classes or training or something.
Absolutely.
Or,
yeah, I think the bar is, I remember when I was doing youth hockey coaching, we had to go to seminars and stuff and get certified. And I'm almost positive it's true for every level of refereeing and umpiring because, A, you're dealing with kids. And especially today, they got to make sure that for liability, they know that they can't yell at kids, put a hand on a kid. All those different things are really important. They need to know CPR. So there's a lot of different elements to it. We'll take a quick break here at 7:26.
Baby, it's hot outside, but baby, it's going to be cold outside real soon. Say, come on into Campbell. When the weather's hot, you should be thinking cold. Before you start up that heat pump, boiler, or furnace, contact Campbell to get on their service short list. If old reliable's too old and not reliable, talk to Campbell about a Campbell custom upgrade to your system. Connect with Campbell today at CampbellCooling.com. That's CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi heating and cooling equipment. But our expert technicians heat your home this fall.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the seafood counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark. I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y's seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nelly's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. But let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Get a head start on your morning with any size iced coffee in any flavor, like caramel, black, or classic, for just $1.29 during breakfast hours only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At the Carter Mario Law Firm, we've recovered over $1 billion for injured people. When you need someone...
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To fight for you, you need to get Carter in your corner. Visit GetCarter.com or call us at 877-GET-CARTER.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
It's going to be hot and humid today, and Hartford will be flirting with 90 this afternoon. A couple of towns might see a scattered shower or thunderstorm later today, but many others will not. Right now it is 72 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
100 years, that is a lot of conversation, culture, and community, not to mention life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, voices change, stories evolve, and as we reach 100 years of broadcasting, we promise to continue our tradition of news and information for many years to come. Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here, inviting you to check out The Broadcaster at 100. Morgan Cunningham's look back at our history and is looking ahead to our future.
Mike Allen's going to remember Air One. Traffic reports this Saturday afternoon at 2. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, WTIC.com, and on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
And now, a WTIC News update.
Good morning at 7:30. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. Special counsel Jack Smith files a new indictment against Donald Trump over alleged efforts to undo the 2020 presidential election outcome. It keeps the same criminal charges but narrows the allegations against him following a Supreme Court opinion conferring broad immunity on former presidents. Legal analyst Katrina Kaufman explains it's the first effort to comply with that opinion.
Jack Smith has now had the task of taking that ruling and applying it to his original indictment. So in this superseding indictment, it's a paring down of the allegations to make it more in line with this new Supreme Court ruling.
The new indictment removes a section that dealt with Trump's interactions with the Justice Department, an area for which the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 opinion, said that Trump was entitled to immunity from prosecution. Later today, state agricultural officials and those with the USDA are scheduled to hold a listening session in Southbury about any impacts from the flooding last week on Connecticut's farmers. Joe Nichols is the executive director of the Connecticut Farm Bureau Association.
And then also whether there were any buildings, you know, barn collapses or buildings that were lost or undermined from the flooding. So there's always a concern of loss of infrastructure.
Nichols says by and large, the state's farming community has held its own as harvest season gets underway. But they still want to hear from those who may have sustained damage or crop loss. House and Senate Republicans repeat their calls for a special session to address increasing electricity rates, this time with you involved. They're saying that they received a letter from Governor Lamont turning down their request for an immediate meeting or special session to address the issue. So Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich says it's time for residents to take matters into their own hands.
We are urging everyone to go to specialsessionct.com across our state to urge their legislators to call a special session, not just because we all agree that we need to do something to lower long-term rates, but that we need to act now.
WTIC obtained a copy of the letter from the governor to them. To sum it up, he considers the increasing costs a supply and demand issue. Then Governor Lamont says that he's looking to meet with the chairs and ranking members of the Energy and Technology Committee as well as the state deep to continue the discussion, and that if the Republican leaders would like to join, they're more than welcome to do so. Opening week continues for school districts across Connecticut. In the capital city of Hartford, students were treated Tuesday to a rousing welcome back from the group Calling All Brothers at Martin Luther King Jr. and Breakthrough Magnet School. It's been a trying time for the district, no doubt, because of its budget shortfall. But despite that, Superintendent Dr. Leslie Torres-Rodriguez says they are, in fact, hiring.
We have special education positions. We have speech and language therapy positions. We have math and science positions, one or two across schools.
Meantime, in flood-ravaged Southbury, officials worked overtime to firm up bus routes and make sure classes started on time. Regional School District 15 Superintendent Joshua Smith.
Life is chaotic enough, especially for families who are dealing with all kinds of crises right now. It's important for us to give the community that consistency and that dependability on our schools.
Mm-hmm. Audio from Channel 3. Federal prosecutors are charging a Hartford man in connection with a scheme to defraud Amazon. We're learning the indictment from earlier this month charges 44-year-old Terrell Kimball with 4 counts of wire fraud. It's alleged that Kimball used a company program called Coupa to reward other employees for their work with items from Amazon at no cost to the employee receiving that item. But investigators say that Kimball, a regional fleet specialist and an area manager, placed at least 196 Coupa orders fraudulently and had the items not sent to employees but to his mother's house for his own use. Those items include Apple AirPods as well as Apple Watch devices. Each count of wire fraud carries up to 20 years in prison maximum. Kimball is out on a $250,000 bond. WTIC News Time is 7:34.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather race for some ice cream. Let's go!
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single-barrel bourbon to try. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia, North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
WTIC News Time is 7:36. Good morning. Former President Donald Trump says on his social media platform Truth Social that he and Vice President Harris have agreed to a debate on Tuesday, September 10th in Philadelphia.
The rules will be the same as the CNN debate. And at the CNN debate, that is where they had the mics muted when a candidate was not speaking or perhaps when the question had gone to someone else.
Correspondent Olivia Rinaldi. Palestinian officials say Israel is carrying out raids across the occupied West Bank, where its forces killed at least 9 Palestinians. Israel's carried out near daily raids across the West Bank since Hamas's October 7th attack out of Gaza triggered the ongoing war there. One opera company, Brian and Matt, wants to make its music more accessible. Correspondent Deborah Rodriguez has that story for us.
Opera Philadelphia is instituting a new pay-what-you-can model, with tickets as low as $11 for the upcoming season. The company's general director and president, tenor Anthony Roth Costanzo, tells the New York Times the goal is to bring opera to more people and bring more people to the opera. It's already working. The day before the announcement, Opera Philadelphia sold about 20 tickets, with prices as high as $300. Yesterday, they sold 2,200. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Opera, thumbs up, thumbs down.
For $11, might not be a bad night out.
Not a bad idea.
You're not going to commit? Thumbs up or thumbs down? I'm thumbs
down.
Can
I do somewhere in between?
You can if you want.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
Flip-flopper, equivocator.
It depends on
I love going to the theater. I love music.
You love Phantom of the Opera.
I can't stand that. I mean, Matt has got a Phantom tattoo, and I talk about how much I hate the show.
Love it.
I don't like opera. I don't know why. I just don't. It doesn't get me.
For $11, I mean, might be a nice night out, get some culture.
There are some operas that are slower and some that have more energy. If it's more energetic, I can take it.
I think if
and it can't be too long either.
Pretty Woman. I almost peed my pants. She liked it better than Pirates of Penzance. Thanks, Morgan. Let's go over to Mark.
Listen,
Christopher.
If there is one city in the United States that needs more culture
it's
and
Philly.
More opera, it's
yeah,
Philly.
There you go.
And I think David Field is performing at that opera.
Okay. Don't get us in
it
trouble.
It should be awesome.
Mark Christopher and Brian Pandiris and Scott Travis.
Oh, there he is.
I'm not even going to say anything.
You love Phantom of the Opera. Come on, how do you not like this?
It did not get me. That's like Les Mis, Jean Valjean, 3, 4, 6, 0, 1. But no, like opera, no. Mark, have you ever been to the opera? I've never actually gone.
No, I've never been to the opera.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's go to the opera.
You want to drive to Philly for $11?
It'd be a bad idea.
Brian and company, if we have one night for an outing and we go to opera.
We'll go to the opera.
We'll invite Ray. Ray will go.
Ray would fall asleep.
Ray and I. Ray and I would be snoring away.
I can see Ray like opening up a bag of chips super loud in the middle of
That would be classic. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, we are overall in pretty good shape out here. We are seeing the delays, though, on the eastbound side of 84 from exit 39A in Farmington up to 46 Sisson Avenue. Westbound 84 tied up 56 Governor Street into the tunnel. 91 southbound delays 33 down to 32 A&B. Northbound 91's a little slow getting by exit 22. The Route 9 interchange in Cromwell. Good ride beyond that up Hartford up into Windsor. 291, 384, OK2 westbound slowing exit 4 to the 84 West Merge. We had an accident in Waterbury, Middletown. 9 northbound, right where 17 comes on to 9 northbound, just prior to Harbor Park. Looks like that's clear now. Delays 22 up to the Arrigoni Bridge. If you are traveling into Waterbury, eastbound side of 84, a little slow as you move 25A up to exit 27. In Cheshire, westbound 84, some tight traffic in Southbury, 16 to 15. Again, some slow traffic in Newtown, 84 westbound, 11 to 10. 91 in the Parkway, moving well toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
The skies are fairly sunny right now with a few clouds mixed in. We have a low pressure trough that extends from Vermont down into that's starting to move into the Catskills of New York State and extends down into eastern Pennsylvania, approaching the New Jersey border. That trough's going to come through here within the next few hours. We'll see the wind shift out of the south and southwest into the northwest by lunchtime as it does. And then the trailing cold front coming out of the St. Lawrence River Valley will come through late in the day. And behind that, we'll see the winds become north to northeast this evening and tonight. Average speeds today about 10 to 20 miles per hour. And as those winds veer around from south to northeast, we're going to flush out the heat and humidity tonight. But we have to get through one hot and humid day today with highs that will probably be up around 90 in Hartford and up toward Bradley, 85 to 90 in general. And dew points rising into the low 70s for a little while. There is the chance for a scattered shower thunderstorm in a few towns later today, although there will probably be more of the area that remains dry than sees any precipitation. And tonight, we'll watch those temperatures fall back between 56 and 63 with the northeast wind. Dew points will tumble into and through the 50s under a partly cloudy sky. Then it looks comfortable for the next couple of days. Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the 70s. Nice low humidity will stick around for a few days as well after today. Partly cloudy Thursday night, lows in the 50s. Now, we'll be watching an area of showers Thursday night and early Friday. Right now, it looks like maybe they're just west of Connecticut, but could be affecting parts of southeastern New York. Wouldn't take much of a shift to bring those into our areas. So for now, I am leaving them out of the forecast, but we'll keep an eye on that. We'll call it partly cloudy Thursday night, a mix of sun and clouds Friday. After lows in the 50s Thursday night, highs again in the 70s for Friday. And then as we go through the holiday weekend, clouds increase Saturday. With a little luck, we'll get through most, if not all, of the daytime dry. But there will be some showers late in the day or Saturday night. The high near 80. Looks like some shower activity lingers into the first part of Sunday with a drying trend in the afternoon. Highs in the low 80s. And right now, Labor Day looks mostly sunny with highs Monday in the mid to upper 70s. Right now, 73 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Did you know you can use your own body's healing properties to revitalize your achy joints and get real lasting joint pain relief? I'm talking about advanced regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics. If you're tired of arthritic pain, whether it's knees, hips, back, or shoulder, this is something you need to check out. And the consultation, by the way, is totally free. It's called regenerative medicine, and the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are experts in these amazing treatments, and thousands across the country have benefited from it. You can enhance your joints, improve mobility, get back to doing the stuff you love without pain, without drugs, without surgery or downtime. You've got to give them a call. The consultation is totally free. They are the nation's leader in this type of medicine. So give QC Kinetics a call. They're in Avon, they're in New Haven, and they're now in Glastonbury as well. It's 860-440-PAIN. Again, 860-440-PAIN. The company is QC Kinetics. That consultation is free. And that number, one more time, is 860-440-PAIN.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898 or biglou.com.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan, founder of OurHealth. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started OurHealth. OurHealth provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to OurHealth's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
Tom Shattuck here. Let me give it to you straight. Here's what happened. One day at the station, big shout out to Jeff Chandler, by the way. Jeff tells me about his new weight loss client coming to Cromwell. Jeff knew I'd been griping about my weight and thought it'd be perfect for me. My response? Yes, please, Jeff, sign me up. So I ended up on a call with Paige, the owner of Awaken 180 Weight Loss. By the end of that call, my only question was, what's the catch? Awaken 180 sounded too good to be true. Eat to lose weight? No meds? No workouts? Really? Paige just smiled through the phone and said, there is no catch, Tom. Awaken 180 works. I was skeptical but intrigued. After the first week, I was sold. I dropped 9 pounds. About 70 pounds later, I reached my goal. The amazing part, and a main reason why I chose Awaken 180, is that unlike other weight loss plans, you keep the weight off. If losing weight is your goal, I suggest having the same conversation I had with Awaken 180. Have yours today at 844-346-1800. That's 844-346-1800. Or get them online at awaken180weightloss.com.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
One last check here. The Sox will walk away with a 6-3 win last night against the Blue Jays. Jaren Duran homering a leadoff homer in the bottom of the first. Gets the Sox rolling. They also brought on Rich Hill, 44-year-old Rich Hill, for his fourth stint with the Red Sox. He is probably going to start, or maybe even come out of relief, but he should be playing for sure, especially with the injuries that the Red Sox have right now of the pitching staff. So look for him in the upcoming days, I would say. For the Yankees, they were pretty bad last night. Four errors against the Washington Nationals means a 4-2 loss for them. Garrett Cole went five innings, did give up two homers, though. Did strike out seven, but he still gets the L. Tonight, 6:45, Amazon Prime, the rubber game between the Yankees and Nationals, but I think we can all agree.
Fire boom.
Yeah. The Mets had a late one in Arizona last night. They started a series with the Diamondbacks. They put up six in the fifth inning. on their way to an 8-3 win in the opener. They get back to it again tonight, 9:40 out in the desert. Last night in Hartford, the Yard Goats, they lose their opener to the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, a final of 3-2. They get going again tonight, though. It's 90s night out at the ballpark. First 1,000 fans in get a nice retro hat with the Yard Goats. And it looks like I said, too, it like, kind of looks like the old like Canucks like logo almost with like the stripes, like the yellow stripes in it. And it's nice. Get out there early and get one for yourself. First pitch is at 7:10. The gates open at 6. If you can't make it out, of course, the Odyssey app will have the game for you on there. Tonight, Connecticut Sun going to Indiana to face Caitlin Clark and the Fever. That one tips off at 7 o'clock on NBA TV. Late one on NBA TV is the New York Liberty facing off against the LA Sparks. And finally, Brian, I put my order in this morning for season 2 of the Coach Prime sunglasses at Blenders. Whew, they are nice.
Coach Prime, nice. Like Dion?
Coach Prime is what they call me. Ain't hard to find.
Ain't hard to find.
Hey, by the way, the shine is off of that apple.
A little bit. Yeah, it has
banning reporters for asking tough questions.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do that.
Come on.
You got to talk to the media.
If you're that confident of a dude, you got to be that confident of a dude.
Talk to the media.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, what are you doing?
I'm reading about that, by the way. You know,
yeah, it's weird.
It's going to be a taped interview, too, which, like, you can't do that because people think it's going to be edited.
It's going to be edited. People can see when something is, like, clipped and edited. And
I don't understand. Anyway, let's go to Mark Christopher in the Brown Pandeers and Scott Travis Center. Hey, Mark.
Jack, thank you very much. Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone. Well, if you're heading into Hartford right now, the Traffic Report being brought to you by Floor and Decor. And if you're heading on the westbound side of 84, delays approaching 56 Governor Street into the tunnel. 84 eastbound, you've got some tight traffic now, 40 up to 44 Prospect Oakwood. If you're traveling south of 91, a little tight, 34 down to 32 A and B. Northbound 91 slowing from exit 21 in Cromwell up to 22 in the Route 9 interchange. After that, a little slow up by 25, 26 in Weathersfield. Then a good ride, Hartford up into Windsor. 291, 384 moving well. 2 westbound in great shape, approaching exit 4 to the 84 west merge. 9 northbound, you got delays 22 up to the Arrigoni Bridge in Middletown. That was kicked off from an earlier accident. 84 eastbound, a little tight as you move 23 out to 26 in Cheshire from Waterbury. 84 westbound slowing in Southbury, 16 to 15. Westbound 84, Newtown slowing 11 to 10. Westbound 84, again, some slow traffic in Newtown from 9 to 7 in Danbury. And 91 in the Parkway, that's a good ride heading down in toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection.
Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor & Decor.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Hot and humid out there today with a mix of sun and clouds. There is the chance for a shower or thunderstorm later in a few towns, but if you get one, you're probably in the minority. Highs 85 to 90, then it turns cooler and less humid tonight, 56 to 63. Partly sunny and comfortable tomorrow, highs in the 70s. Right now it's 73 at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Obviously, schools starting, school athletic seasons starting as well. A lot to talk about with Glenn Lungarini from CIAC. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Great to be on with you again.
Hey, you spent a lot of time in your career in the Valley, right?
I did. Grew up in Oxford, and parents still live there. So I spent a lot of time there.
How'd they do in the storm? Everything okay?
They had an interesting experience. They were stuck on 67 in their car for about 5 hours, but everybody's safe, so they... Oxford Fire Department did an outstanding job in assisting them.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's a lot of tough stories coming. I mean, you spent years and years working in that area, too. I just wanted to see if everyone was okay. I'm glad your folks are good. Are you ready for the fall? Anything new? Like, what's on your mind? Like, if I said, what's on your mind? Like, what's important to you right now?
Yeah, you know, we're off to a great start. We're coming off of our first season of Odyssey's and coaching. In a long time. So we've already seen that pay some dividends with the storms that we had. We had, a few schools lose a day or two of practice due to the road repairs that needed to take place in those towns. But, you know, coming off of doing the out-of-season work where they've been doing some skill work and conditioning since June, they really haven't missed a step. So that was, you know, one positive that came out of that new opportunity for kids, which was good to see. So we're off to a great start. You know, Brian, we haven't heard, you know, any setbacks with anybody, and looking forward to a great fall.
Yeah, you know, with football, have you guys talked about the guardian caps and stuff for football players?
We have, and I'm sure it's going to, you know, it's going to come up again. As you know, we've had in the past week nationally two fatalities, quarterback from Alabama, I believe, and a middle school football player from West Virginia who passed away this week too, as a result of head injury, and they're one in practice, one in a football game. The you know, the guardian caps, we've permitted them since they were came about. So there's no prohibition of them in Connecticut. We don't require them, and you know, it's a choice of the
kids. Could wear them in games too. They could wear them in games, or is it just
for practice?
Yeah.
No, we've had kids wear them in games. So if they choose to, they can. You know, one of the key pieces of that is making sure that it matches up with what the manufacturer of your helmet is permitting, so that it doesn't void any warranties. But we have kids. All helmets and shoulder pads are reconditioned every year. They're certified by the manufacturers that they're safe for competition. If they're not, they're discarded. So, you know, we in Connecticut, I know they go above and beyond.
Yeah, just for people who don't know, the guardian cap is an extra layer of protection on top of the helmet. They've experimented with it in some preseason games in the NFL. A couple of players have, and a lot of players practice with it in the NFL. And I think it reduces concussion risk by like a third. We're talking with Glenn Lungarini with CIAC. The main reason I wanted to talk to you, Glenn, is, you know, we were reading in an editorial meeting a story about a national referee shortage, and I'm just curious what the status is in Connecticut, because there are so many, between varsity and JV, between soccer and football and everything going on, there's obviously a huge need in every state in the union, including Connecticut, for high school referees.
Yeah, we've been fortunate in Connecticut, you know, in the past year or so, as we've been rebounding from the time off in COVID, of our officials' numbers and some of our major sports rebounding pretty well. We're seeing numbers grow in football and basketball and soccer. It's our specialty sport areas that are really challenging. For example, I think we only have about a dozen or so gymnastics officials in the state right now. Track and field, wrestling, you know, some of these sports that are highly specialized in officiating and scoring is where we're seeing significant shortage here in Connecticut. But we're doing well in our team
sports
officials. Yes.
Yeah, but with those other niche sports, do you end up having to cancel, or you just have to consolidate? Like, how does it work when you don't have enough? Like, gymnastics, I don't even know how big the sport is necessarily at the high school level, but, like, wrestling, there's a lot of wrestling programs.
There are, and you know, so what we look at, and our schools do a great job of collaborating with each other. You know, they'll look to see how many weekend tournaments, you know, we have going on. So they'll space those out to make sure we have enough coverage. Some leagues may wrestle on Tuesdays, others on Wednesdays, others on Thursdays. So, you know, we're trying to accommodate in spreading out the time so officials can get there. The challenge becomes with these being winter sports, if there's a snow out, and then trying to reschedule those is where the biggest challenge is. But so far, we've been able to do this without any significant conflict. So we'll keep an eye on it, but it's something that takes a lot of planning and collaboration amongst the schools.
Why do you think Connecticut's doing well when other states aren't?
You know, I think that some of the programs that we've put in place have assisted. We're within CIAC, we have a program called the Class Act program that our schools, it's student-led, runs by our schools. There's a set of standards that the students themselves have come up with, and our sportsmanship committee about how athletes, coaches, and parents should be acting at games. Right now, I think we only have about 20 schools in Connecticut that are not part of this program. It's a it's voluntary to be part of that. That's made a difference. The steps that our CAC Board of Control has taken as well. If a coach is ejected from a game, it's a 2-game penalty. So, you know, we're trying to set that example right from the start. And the coaches that have pushed back a little bit, you know, it's pretty simple. Don't act in a manner that you're getting kicked out of the game. This is education-based athletics, and you should be able to control yourself.
Glenn Lungarini with CIAC joining us here. We got about a minute. What's the status with Thanksgiving and playoff football?
Status quo. It has never been a discussion to eliminate Thanksgiving football. So, you know, that was something that came up, and yes, people were discussing potential things, but it was never proposed to CIAC to eliminate Thanksgiving football, and honestly, it was something that we were never talking about. I know there was legislation, but I think it falls into, you know, just a piece of unnecessary legislation that was put out there.
I think the concern is where the playoffs are situated, because you don't want kids to get rested for playoff games if they're, then it dilutes the rivalry, right?
Right. I mean, we would love to have a little bit more time in between games, playoff games, if we could. But, you know, in the tradition of Thanksgiving football in Connecticut is something that is very strong. So as long as that interest is there, we're not going to move it. But that does lock us into the playoff structure that we have.
Right.
So, yeah.
Hey, Glenn, it's good to catch up. Good luck with the fall. It sounds like things are in good shape, and that's great to hear.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.